Righto, here we are again. Welcome all. Wobbly Player Syndrome, episode 3. Yay. Lifestyle changes. I'm back here, Greg here. Hi, I'm the one on the camera, so be warned. We have, I wish I wasn't a Blood Angel, Anthony here.
Yep, wish I bought my granites.
We have Papa Smurf, Mark.
Yo.
And we have the silent, well, we'd like to say the silent, the other Mark, but here he is.
Yeah, yeah, just jealous because we get back up again.
I think you playing Necrons is just... It's just what's the opposite? Yeah. Anyway, welcome back. How are you all?
Fabulous, darling.
What? Styling?
Styling. Whatever we are. Styling. You know. Oh dear, no, good to be back. Can't believe you guys are able to come back again. Well, you'd let me come back again.
We decided to let you come back. We haven't heard from Dave, so we have sent out a bit of a lost patrol party to go find him.
It wasn't our first choice, but
we do scrape the barrel.
At least my crons can go upstairs. I'm like those horsey feet of Dave's, so yeah. yes, I will mercilessly pick on those towels for the rest of my existence.
You'll love it. So we do have a camera up, we do have a Twitch, so welcome to all the Twitch viewers, and they get to see some things going on in the background. Hopefully I don't scare them off with my face.
It's a really long beard he's got at the moment.
Goes from my chin to the end, it's crazy.
All the way down.
So, we usually start with the new releases, don't we?
Yeah, suppose so.
Going back with all our history that we have got.
Miles.
So, what's new? What's new in the 40K world?
Death Watch!
Anyone want to tell me?
Yeah. Is there a bunch of
somebody
fairies
please
that
tell
play
what's going
in black?
Anybody else?
So, Death Watch! Anthony, what are you trying to say?
Great arts are cool.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, yes, Death Watch is out.
Death Watch
I'm
out.
Excited. I haven't bought the codex yet, though, but it will be my...
It is codex actually out and available, is it?
It is out and available.
Saturday, it came out last Saturday, yes. Mm. So, yeah. So I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I don't know if anyone else has.
No, I haven't. I've just listened to other podcasts. It's not quite as good as ours, of course.
Of course not.
I must admit, it's turning my head towards the Primaris. So it would be trying not to, but
I'm doing the same thing. Primaris, two spit. Who wants to use them?
I've said it before. The scale thing really bothers me. The different size Space Marines, but I don't know.
I don't mind the different size. It's just the whole lore and everything around them. It rubs me the wrong way.
Well, that's...
I'm not a Super Smurf player. Tell me what is so wrong about the lore that gets you? Because I know you love your Ultra Smurfs, but what is it about the Primaris that really pisses you?
Well, they just sort of pop up out of nowhere. They've just got these guys that they've just been sitting on ice for like 10,000 years, and it's just like, oh, hey guys, here you go, all the Marines in the world, and they're bigger and better than everybody else you've ever seen. Here you go.
And basically,
you started to see it with the codexes. If you look really carefully, you'll start to see some of the older units are sort of being written out. The one that I've noticed most is you can't get Khalgar in Artificer armor anymore, and I've never seen anyone who actually has the Terminator Khalgar like in my life. And you know, so if you go off the index, he's like 30 points more than the Terminator Khalgar.
Okay.
And you're just like, and it's sort of very subtle, and I suspect as they fact things chapter approved and all of that stuff, A lot of those older units are just going to go away.
Oh, it's okay. Very clear it's a marketing ploy for them to sell more Marines.
But oh, yeah.
As a business, it makes sense because you build a Space Marine army, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got to build another one.
Yeah, and people, hello, there's a lot of people out there who will only play their Ultra Smurfs and I will never build anything else. This is sort of forcing them to have a look. Oh, these are shiny.
Yeah.
So marketing-wise, it makes sense. Player-wise, it makes perfect business sense. Yeah, not a big fan. Yeah. But this is what I was talking about on our Facebook page. I'm not... As you said, they popped out of nowhere and suddenly they're in the elite of the elite Space Force, yeah. Death Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I have issues with them in the Death Watch, and the Death Watch should be marketed as a Primaris chapter in itself, almost.
Well, I think you're going to see that, you know, by next edition of Codex, is the old Space Marines won't exist.
Yeah,
I really can. I feel that, you know, the Imperium's not going to make those old Space Marines anymore. It'll be 1,000 years into the future. All the old ones have died off or been made renegade just because they've become so redundant.
Voluntary redundancy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. They're public servants. Public servants. Yes, that's right. they get a little pay package of a planet somewhere to look after, that's it. But I think yeah, they're on the way out. I would not buy any of the current Space Marines, the original Space Marines, anymore because. You know, 3-4 years, already they'll be gone completely.
Well, see, the thing is that opens up, that does open up new avenues in law-wise, etc. Because what you could have is you could wind up having an extra force that is only the old Marines because they've formed some kind of combined chapter because they're all the
Rebel League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they've been hinting to that into some of the novels that, you know, some of the chapters aren't happy. And you know, they basically say they've become redundant, and you know, what future do they have? Mm. But I wish when the Primaris had come out in the first place, I would be more accepting than if they'd only been in new chapters. And you know, you can either do an old Space Marine chapter, or you can do a Primaris chapter, and essentially they're separate factions. You know, they're still Imperium and everything else, but the idea that they've mixed into the original chapters, they're so samey. All the Codex is so samey with the same bits of Primaris. It's just got a bit... They're very boring.
That's why. So, like, other new releases. the Primaris Apothecary, he also came out, the Death Watch one, and we're just having a bit of a giggle that it's more expensive than the standard Primaris Apothecary, even though it's exactly the same model, but in black.
Yeah.
goes faster in black.
It's got 14 shoulder pads.
Oh, there you go, 14 shoulder pads. How many shoulders does this guy have?
Something like that.
Maybe he's got a time machine back to the 80s.
And re-release of Captain Artemis. That is a cool model, and I would like to have him. But he's a Marine, isn't he? Not a Primaris. So is he going
to... He's a Marine, yeah. So I think once you see the original characters being turned into Primaris characters, so you know Dante or something like that, they've undergo the Primaris treatment, which they've hinted to in books as well.
Steroids, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Cosmic rays and
performance enhancing drugs.
They have to go through the whole process again. You know, we've survived it once. Now they have to go through it again.
That's it. Once you're hooked, you can't go back.
Yeah.
And there's a few novels come out as well. So one that caught my attention was the Salamanders, because I do play Salamanders. The Omnibus is out. Legacy of Dawn, some guy who thinks he's good. And Imperiator? I don't know. Looks like a Titan on the front cover. That's it. But what did catch our attention is what's coming out.
Harlequins next week.
Harlequins on pre-order next week. This week, tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, is it? Oh, there you go.
Oh, sorry, Saturday, because today's not Saturday.
No,
it's
Monday.
Yeah, so
they go over the week.
So the Harlequins are coming out. And did you read a bit about it? They've got basically a webway that acts almost like a death drop pod.
A drop pod. Yeah, I saw that. That looks really cool. The figure's really... The model looks awesome. So, yes.
That's good. Speaking of hobbies, You like that one? It's hobby. Pretty subtle, isn't it?
Ooh, that's subtle as.
Yeah, hobby progress. Who's been painting stuff?
Not 40K.
Not 40K. Oh, you've been doing something silly.
Sigma boys. Yeah.
Sigma. How's that been going?
Well, actually, quite fun. It's, as I said last time, it's quite interesting not painting in just metallic lead and adding other colours, trying to put shadows in there. It's just so different. There's lead belcher, lead belcher, lead belcher. Oh, there's a little bit of green. No, I'm not doing that at the moment. So that's fun. That's really me.
That's good. What have you got left to paint, the other Mark?
Everything. I haven't painted anything, to be honest. I've been terrible.
So. You've been terrible. Nice and subtle. Anthony, you've been doing some stuff?
I have been. So with the release of the FAQ and the changes to Deep Strike, I decided that I needed some more Space Marine type Grey Knights.
Yeah.
So I've added another Interceptor squad, so they're the teleporter guys.
Yep. Not the intercessors.
Not the intercessors, no. And I've got a Razorback, which I've converted from a Blood Angels one. I've resprayed.
Yeah.
So I've got a bit of long range shooty stuff with las cannons.
Yes.
I've finished one strike squad, and which are essentially the tactical marine ones. And I've got another one to go, which is undercoated. And I've done a champion, Brotherhood champion, and power armor as well. So
keeping busy.
Yeah, it's been busy. Yeah, and I was also going to bring that on Sunday, but then Greg published on Facebook that I was playing Blood Angels. So I had to play Blood Angels.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. I was going to hop on and say, well, the Blood Angels are chilling and the Grey Knights are going to battle you, but anyway. Yes. What I better bring there.
You should have said it was a clever ruse.
It was a clever ruse. He made me feel guilty about bringing Grey Knights.
I don't know, he might be Grey Knights. Subtle.
Yeah.
You seem to have got a lot further than I have. I did manage to finish two of the bloat drones. I'm hoping I did that in between the two podcasts. I'm actually pretty happy how they turned out. They're fun to paint. They're fun. You don't like them, do you? Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I lost you a second.
My last cannon liked shooting at them.
Yeah, but I got three now.
It didn't explode when I wanted it to, though.
Oh, well, I had a nice explosion, but we'll talk about it later. And I'm still struggling with this damn plague crawler. Excuse me. It's taking me forever to do. Just struggling with time. And the commission that I've got with the Star Wars Legion, opened the box and I'm looking at it and going, oh man.
So when is your deadline?
Oh, well, fortunately the client's very relaxed because we're doing a bit of a I'll paint these and he'll do something for me. Not in that way, calm down. So he's going to do some graphics and stuff for RLG, including designing our shirts.
Shirts? Nice.
Yeah.
So we get to be like the pin pals.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something to look forward to.
So that's where my hobbies got up to. Not much to talk about. I've still got... I'm debating... Oh, look, I've just snapped something, did I? No, didn't. Cool. To paint next after the plague crawler, should I do the... should I bring Mort? Should I just bite the bullet and start painting Mort?
Yes. Do it. Once you start, it's easy.
I'm only concerned about the wings. That's really all I'm worried about. I don't paint wings.
Yeah.
Well, you will be this time.
Yes, I will be this time, so that'd be fun.
I've painted Tyranid wings. Can't be much different.
No, surely not. I've just been accepted into a Facebook group with some, what are they called? Games Workshop painters. I went, oh, cool, yeah, and they let me in. And then I saw the quality of the work. I went, oh, man, I'm in trouble. It is a big step up. It's mainly the bases. Their bases are unbelievable, and I really need to step up my game on that. But I did get some comments on my fettered bloat drones. They've got a wow, in fact. It's exciting.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'll take it. yeah. So that's where the releases are at. And yeah. Releases, Poppy updates, you should say. I should say that more often. It's lucky I never get tongue-tied.
No, never.
No.
So how about you, Anto? What have you been... Oh, you've just rattled off, haven't you?
You did.
Yeah, just rattled off. yeah, look, it's been going okay. I've everything was a bit rushed for the game on Sunday, which I didn't end up using. So using that army, so I'll finish them off for taking on whoever I'm taking on this weekend.
Yeah, well, not me. Yeah, you can take your Grand Knights, mate. Go for it.
it depends on the points. If it's a low point game, I'll bring the Tyranids because I can get more stuff on the field.
speaking of, look, the FAQ dropped, and everyone sort of had a few words about it. So we've all had a few games, or at least a game since the FAQ. A game? You've played at least one game.
I've played one game.
Yeah. How did we go? Well, you speak first and forever hold your peace, Necron boy.
Okay, FAQ. Did it affect me? No.
Now, how did your battle go?
Oh, did I pick the right force? No, I didn't. I stupidly decided to try something new. When will I learn? Never do that again.
Oh, I just realized it was against me.
It was against you and your cheating little... You're almost a Smurf force that you've got there. So, yes.
Oh, you fine words.
You're often Smurfs.
Yeah. No, it's basically... What was your corruption or save? Whatever it was, your special save at the end you did. Just reminded me so much of
resilience.
The... That's the one. Just reminded me of that super overpowered, no fear or feel no pain bullshit that every Smurf in armor gets. That just shows me that, wow, Games Dub really does not want the Xenos or anyone else to win.
Hang on. This is from the Necron guy who has, reanimation protocols.
Yeah. But we don't have a save against absolutely everything.
We do not save against absolutely everything.
And that's what shits me off about those things of the Marines and the Chaos Marines. They have a save against absolutely everything. There we go. Profanity warning. Didn't take me long. But apart from that, it was actually quite fun playing against your little feral monkeys there because... Having never seen them before, it was quite nice to see something new. So it was quite a good little bit of fun. Valuable lesson. It's the Immortals for Necrons are shit. We'll never play with them ever again. They're going to get back in the box and maybe melted down for scrap. They were just that pathetic a force that never even going to bother. So, yeah.
But so positive then. Yeah, good.
My rat.
Way to make your teammates feel wanted.
That uplifting. How'd you go, Ultramarine boy? Blue boy?
It was a bit of a slug match, really, for us, because it was sort of Ultramarines and Salamanders, and it really came down to the wire there. It was sort of swinging wildly in either direction and then just sort of ended. Yes. But as far as FAQ goes, I mean, it meant that we didn't do alpha strikes with Terminators and stuff. But at the end of the day, it didn't really make any difference at all, to be honest. I mean, I don't see it really affecting Marine or regular Marine armies sort of at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, let's go to... let's go to the Blood Angels, because that's the one who would have been kicked in the crotch more than anything by the FAQ.
You want to know what I think, do you? You can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. It was horrible.
I've ranted. Get on the bus and rant. Come on.
Okay. Tell us all about it.
Everybody put your big boy pants on. Listen for the win.
What I said was the in turn one, ground forces will move up as quickly as they can and block or prevent that strike. And I was pretty correct on that, partially because Greg had chosen the deployment, which was so tight in the first place that he was already in my bloody gob from turn one. So I had to go onto the defensive with my assault troops. So they had to deploy into my lines anyway to just hold back 4 billion plague walking nasty things coming across the board towards me.
20 of them!
Yes, yes. 20 of them. Yeah, so it was still 20 more figures than I had on the table.
You had four tanks on the table.
I had four tanks on the table, yes, yes.
Were any of them have heavy bolters or auto cannons?
They had the Bolt Predator.
They did. And, but game, I don't think the game played out long enough because we only got to, what was it, Greg?
Four, turned four
when we had to finish. I still think we were... The forces were 50-50 left, I'd say.
Attach of objectives is a big part.
Yeah, you've got lots of good objectives.
Same with my game against it. The objectives turned up his way. Death count was next.
Oh, it was no kills in our game. In our Akron game.
None at all.
Yeah.
It took me four turns just to get rid of the plague, nasty things, whatever they
one
are.
Of.
one of. A shot of everything, and it still said, look at me, I'm fine.
I do believe that is how
I
speak.
Hate those things.
I did nerf myself.
They're full of helium, that's why they float.
I didn't realise how close that deployment, that one with the circle in the middle was.
Yeah, 9 inches.
It was 9 inches. He was in my, face super quick. It was... Look, I enjoyed the game. It was fun.
Yeah.
But my deployment of my Razorbacks wasn't great. I would have put them further back. And with the Land Raider as well. And just shot you a bit more, I guess, is my feeling on that. We'll have another game soon.
It's hopefully true. You'll probably bring Grey Knights to make me upset. So as you heard... I played a few games in the last month. Apparently, I play the Necrons, and I'm in love with these fettered Blight Drones. All of the battles,
good.
He really is.
They're good though.
They take a beating.
Yeah.
and they're fast, so I can get in your face. I mean, they only have a 9-inch range weapon. And thank you, Anthony, for reminding me that I rolled two dice because they've got two of them.
Greg, you need to shoot twice. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got two weapons, you idiot. So they need to be quick to get useful with their weapons. But, the survivability, 10 wounds on them with the 5-plus and Vine, 3-plus, and the Disgusting Resilience. Yeah, so it makes a difference. So, the Necron one, it was just, I'm going to sweep around with those fettered Blight Drones and take those capture points while I'll tie you up over here. I was concerned about your, what's he called, the big guy?
My big Zatarn.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure he was cool. He was fun to play around with, but he's the powers that I rolled for him weren't spectacularly useful at that particular time, so it's... It might work differently against another force or another characters that are even there. Yep. But I was really quite enjoying not forcing myself down with all the destroyers like I normally do. Because with them, I will sit back and I'll try and blast the shit out of you from a distance.
That little barge thing. No, what is that one? It was just... Yeah. And they're facing off with one of the Blight Drones, just shooting each other.
Sitting on top of a roof, running pot shots and missing each other. So, yeah.
Yes.
But then, your Blight Drones were great. They were interesting to see how you work them in there. And as a force, they do hold their own against a number of Necrons.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting with the numbers that I had out, put the Immortals in, would that have made a difference? Would it add an extra 6 warriors on either side to really bump up the 40 warriors?
Mm.
Rapid fire, that's 80 shots. Would they still have been a wound sink as they were without it?
Yeah. Don't know. We'll find out next time.
We'll have to give it another whirl, I'm happy to do it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And this time I'll stay off the pain drugs and try and remember the game.
And they did break out the Salamanders against the Ultramarines. I wanted to see what they were like. And I surprised you a bit by the how moving they were with the bikes and the jetpacks.
Yeah, yeah. I may give my assault marines a bit more of a go because I know I stopped taking them from toward the end of 7th.
Yeah.
Because they were just getting blasted off the table. But you've given me hope they might be useful.
Well, the funny part is I didn't realise. This is how often I play marines. Jump packs can be put up in the deep strike thing. I went, oh, whoops. I put them on the table straight away. Oh, well. So, yeah, so obviously the FAQ stuffed me there. what else did I play? Oh, I had a quick skirmish with Rob against... He was playing Mars, actually, with his ad mech. And I just had a small battle with my Death Guard again, and it became fairly one-sided that he had, at the end of round 4, one model left on the table. So we thought we might just stop here. So, but yeah, he's still learning the game. He's just got to make sure he focuses on certain targets instead of going, "Oh, that looks shiny! I must kill it." I said, "They're plague walkers or pox walkers who are 30 inches away. Don't focus on them."
Yeah, but he sees like a big blob. It's
big shiny object.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not always. It was like when Dave first started out. He would shoot at my dreadnought no matter what I did or the Land Raider, so you could just decoy and he would shoot everything into that, and then the rest of your army would take half the board and kill the rest of his army.
I remember I did the same thing against you, Kato. I saw that, oh, there's a big tanky looking thing, I better go torment that and make sure it doesn't get nowhere near me, and you just came around the back. And what we're all guilty of, that we see the big shiny object in the back that looks dangerous and quite obviously would be dangerous, but We get that strategy. We learn what we need to do a little bit better.
Yeah. Mm. Everything in Greg's army is dangerous. You've got to shoot everything.
It is.
Yeah.
They are pretty cool.
And then, of course, the last battle played against their team with my Death Guard, just under 2,000 points. Which is the largest battle played since 8th Ed.
Yeah, we need another 2 hours to play that. Start at 4, we'll be okay.
Yeah, look, I was concerned when I saw the 4 tanks, the Bale Predator and the Land Raider. But I remembered to use some of my stratagems for a change.
Stratagems?
Yeah,
because
I saw you line up to take out my Hellbrute. I went, well, I'm going to play this stratagem where you can't shoot him unless he's the closest.
Mm.
And you don't like that.
Mm.
Well, yes, I played stratagems, but they did work for me.
But I think the big turning point was when you finally killed, was it the Hellbrute? And then the Hellbrute blew up? Because I played, a stratagem card to make him blow up instead of rolling for it.
You took out 3 of my units with it.
Including Mephiston?
No, Mephiston you've already killed.
Oh, well, he that's right. I just want to highlight he was killed.
Strength 9 weapon thingy. That you rolled the strength for.
Oh, yeah. So again, I never very rarely get to use that guy. That guy, he's really cool. And now everyone's watching me on Twitch looking for a book. I usually call him Derek because I can never remember his name.
Derek, the dude with the big
Derek. Dump. Yeah, Derek with the plague sprayer. He's a friendly chap.
Yeah. Yes. We'll describe him. Maybe one of our edumacated listeners can guess
foul,
what he is.
What was he called? The Foul Blightspawn. He's got a 9-inch weapon, so he doesn't shoot very much. But when he does, it's an Assault D6 at Strength 2D6.
Yeah.
Plague weapon, so
reroll.
Yeah,
only got Strength 9, so it's okay. It's Strength 9, not Strength
12. Yeah, and the other thing that he does was took away your first strike.
Yes. Really? But Mephiston was nerfed.
Yeah,
because his warlord trait is first strike, but that was taken away.
Yeah, revolting stench.
Yeah, got in there, went, "I'm going to swing." No, you're not. Oh, no, I'm not.
And I'm getting excited because I've never used that rule before. So I feel like a few more rules that I haven't played for a long time since the beginning. So I was happy. Yeah.
Mephiston was hitting on 2s, and I rolled 1 extra roll for my hits, and I rolled 3 or 4 1. So that round.
Yes.
So, yes, with my strength 10 weapon, which I did roll 1s to wounding with as well. So that was a very special moment for Mephiston.
Yeah. They're the moments you want on video.
You know when the figure actually picks up its little swagger and walks off the table, giving you the bird. Like, you've really let it down.
There was a couple of moments to see the dice roll and just look at each other. Oh.
The table almost got tipped.
So I believe that's why they nailed him down. Thank you, Jolt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I had a few wins, which is good for me. Good for everyone else.
Good for anyone else, no.
Okay. So that's the last few battles. So that has changed the ladder. What is it? The ladder of command?
Your mate is getting up. You can.
Yeah, I make all the rules up. That's why I win all the time.
Right. I think I'm on the ladder of cleaners or something like that.
So I'm the top there somewhere. Five. All right. So the top five ladder of command. I am on top. Thanks.
Cheat. Bullshit. Sorry, sneeze there, listeners.
And then we got Steve in there at second, Robert in third. So he's doing all right for his newbie games. Mark Cato in fourth, and Mark Scarecrow finishes the top five.
With one game, yes!
Yeah,
How did I get back in fourth?
Because people above you win. And you have a ladder. If you win, you move up. And I'm just looking. It should actually be Delta Knight above you, Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Oh no, it doesn't work that way. Remember, if you're not, you get knocked down because he didn't play last month, so he got knocked down one. Yeah.
Am I on the bottom?
No, you're not on the bottom. You're in seventh.
That the bottom?
No.
where's the bottom at?
11.
Oh, geez, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
We have 11. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we got
the recruitment.
Well, the factions leaderboard's got 18 armies listed. The factions leaderboard's got the pallid hands up top.
I know they really need to start paying attention.
Desert Lions in second, Forge World Rizza in third, Ultramarines in fourth, Tau in fifth.
Horsey Clip Clops.
Yep.
Horsey Clip Clops.
Well, Anto, if you play against me on the weekend, you'll probably take my spot.
So if you beat the person above you go above them.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I will take up Rob because he's on third.
There you go.
So who's on third?
I'm on top, so whoever takes my own. So I'm retiring. No.
Could run RLG from a distance.
Yeah. And the Warlord leaderboard, I'm on top. Steve, Rob, Kato, Delta. Rounds up the top five of the leaderboard. That's the win-loss ratio. It's not so much that...
I've only had one game, so I'm pretty happy with seven.
I'm looking at it here now. I'm seeing is like... Because we've got that lovely last five results. You can tell someone does like to follow a sport where there's multiple games.
Yeah.
And for Greg, we got win-win, draw, win-win.
Yeah, win-win, draw, win-win. Yep.
Loss. Me, lost. Dave, lost. Anto, lost.
Yeah.
You can see the car. He's playing a few games.
But here's a look at the last played. You got last Terror Baron, Red Belly. So apparently, I've been playing a few games.
Statistically, you are more likely to score points.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's where the ladder of command. If everyone doesn't, nobody knows what I'm talking about. It is in the chapter approved book in the back.
Yes,
there
it is.
To explain how it works, because if you wanted me to explain, I don't use English good.
And that's why we're renaming the podcast to Wobbly Greg Syndrome.
Oh, this is the first time I've had a beverage during the podcast.
And there's the improvement.
Yeah, anyway. Talking nice and proper like.
Brecken's the English.
Yeah, so quickly, if you win, you go above the guy above you, and they get pushed down. If you miss the game in that month, you automatically drop down. Well, you're meant to drop down to the bottom, but I didn't think that was rather cruel, so we just dropped down by one.
That's hard.
Yeah. So, there you go, Anthony. If Dave doesn't play this Sunday, you will automatically go above him.
Woohoo! Well, I'm not playing. Someone's taking my spot.
Scarecrow will drop down to at least six. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. So,
default is the best two words in the English language.
Yeah.
I just have to turn up. That's it.
But, drop a sandwich on the table. Start a game.
At least to turn three in a game before it counts, yeah?
I still maintain I should have got points for buying everyone Subway that day.
I do agree with that. You were a lifesaver, Anto.
It was very impressive, but I bought you a concert ticket. Come on.
You did.
Yeah, but was it to Mariah Carey or something?
Rob still owes me money. Can I move up to third place?
Your money or your ladder spot.
Yeah, that's right.
Briberies are accepted. Let's move on.
Get those red nuts in the mail. They just should be on their way soon. Yeah, I mean.
And morale is restored.
Yes.
All right, so we'll have a short break and then we'll move to our topic of the day. And this is funny because all the people on Twitch, what they'll see is we'll just go quiet for about 20 seconds and then we'll come back. Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Rollers Board Games at rollersboardgames.com or look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll do our best to get it. Rollers Board Games. Like what you're hearing? So do we.
You scream out in the night.
Who is this, you say?
You speak so silently.
Storyboard Concept.
Oh, oh, oh.
Want to hear more?
Anytime that you want.
That is storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. And we're back. Thank you to those lovely sponsors that have provided us with music, images, and just putting up with us, really. Thanks.
Sorry, I had to flush the toilet now. It wasn't long enough. Sorry.
Sneaky leaker for the win. So tonight's chapter, what do we call it? It's our episode 3 is actually called Lifestyle Changes.
The rich and the theme.
That's right. What are we talking about? We're talking about, all right, so the FAQ dropped. We've had a few codexes come out since then. And we're just talking about how has that affected our gameplay? Like kicking the balls, Blood Angels, slap in the face, Grey Knights. They've been hit pretty heavily.
Same shit, New Day Necrons.
Yeah. So, guys, where are we at? What's going on with the game for you? Are you still enjoying it?
Yeah. Yes, a lot more than 7th, I must admit.
Yeah.
It's faster, it's smoother. Yeah. FAQ did cramp my style a bit because with Tyranids, Grey Knights, and Blood Angels, I'm fairly a salty armies across the board there.
Yeah, so when the FAQ out, you were very salty.
Oh, yes, I was. But, you know, I had to answer. I had to speak up in defense of my forces. my Tyranids aren't too badly affected because I'm mostly leaning towards Gene Stealers. And they can, with the Kraken Tyranid faction rules, I can roll 3 dice for my assault and still charge with them in the same turn. So they're not going to be too badly affected. I'm just going to be running about 40 Gene Stealers from now on. That'll be fun for everyone.
I'll must get more Poxwalkers.
Yeah.
I'll just slap down some more Warriors on the table.
The Blood Angels, I don't think, were too badly affected. I mean, I did say, you know, I couldn't get that first turn deep strike off, so you could just focus on moving up onto my line, so I had to play a bit more defensively. But I still have a fairly shooty force there. I mean, I can bring Devastators and I can bring Tactical Marines and whatever else, and lots of tanks. I've got lots of Blood Angels, so that's not so bad. But it has led to a massive rebuild of the Grey Knight. And although I haven't played them yet, I have had to get some figures to put on the table so I can still do a deep strike at some in the game.
Yeah,
but that's okay. I had the figures there. I needed to paint them anyway.
I always thought, like when they first announced that deep striking can only be turn 2 unless you want to deep strike your own zone. Well, that's what we did originally in 7 and even in 4, I believe. So,
well, 7, you had to wait for your reserves to come on.
Yeah, and it was random too as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was horrible. You had to roll the dice. It was like, God, my 500 points of Terminators are still sitting in the drinking beer in the capital ship.
I thought what it did do, last game we played, I forgot to bring in my Deep Strikers until turn three.
Yeah. Turn three, they get wiped out after that too. So that's, make people distract people while they've got Deep Strikers in the field.
Sorry, go through that again. If they sit in Deep Strike past turn three, they're gone.
Yep.
They're wiped out. Yeah,
they've got to come in two or three. Two or three, they can go anywhere. Yeah. Turn one, they have to be in your deployment.
Wow. I knew the bit about one, but I didn't know where they disappeared after.
Yeah, I didn't know they disappeared after. I thought the rule was always that they came on automatically by turn four.
No, because it's not a random. It's you just choose when you want to bring them on. But if
you don't have them on the table at the end of turn three, they're
Gonskis.
Yeah, I guess it's if you had that 500 points of Grey Knight Terminator sitting there, and there's only three models left on the table, and then you decide to bring them on in turn four. So they go, that's turned it.
Well, I don't know. I think that's kind of. Tactics, really, isn't it?
Well,
you can't play tactics in this game.
There's no tactics in this game.
You have loaded dice.
Yes. Yes, it's taking this long to figure that out.
See, the thing is that, I kind of agree with Anto on that, that it is tactics. So, like, sometimes you want your stuff to come in late. Like, I mean, I had games in 7th where I couldn't. Like, I desperately needed them to be on the second turn, but then there was other times where it came in on the fourth, and that was, and because they came in late, that really shifted the tide of the battle.
I remember one game I played against you, Kato, where you were saying, oh, geez, I hope they come in this round. It was early round two, and they didn't come in till round four. And it just, I think it really pissed you off because you weren't able to do what you wanted to about what I had on the table at that particular time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When it never went off, it was the worst. But sometimes I wanted it to come in early, but it came in 3 or 4, and it wound up working to my advantage.
Well, I
do love that you can bring them in whenever you want now, really, except after turn three. But it did stifle my game a bit. You know, I had plans to do other things with those assault troops and get them out the back lines and mess you up from behind type thing, but anyway,
just forgot.
I didn't forget. I had to put them on defense straight away because I was about to be overrun by everything. Everything was 9 inches away from my lines, and it was all coming in. So I was like, let's put them in.
Yeah, but that's the isn't that the part of the game though? You had to put them there because of the way things are deployed and what was in your face. That deployment zone, that was a very in-your-face deployment zone.
It was, and you chose it for that reason.
Oh, hell yeah, because I didn't want you to get a chance to charge me. Oh my God, I did it! I took the tactic!
It also comes down to how you, like, what units you have in Deep Strike.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I mean, the Assault Marines are very much, you want to get them up there and in the backfield and that. Whereas sometimes you'll have a more versatile unit, like I use a squad of Terminators because, you know, that's generally what I Deep Strike. And I've found sometimes you'll watch a flank collapse or something like that, and then bam, there's Terminators there.
Yeah.
I think for the jump Marines especially, it would be much better not having them in Deep Strike. I should have had them deployed straight away and had them, and I could have had them out jumping towards the enemy in the first turn. With the distance it was at that stage, I would have been charging at 3-inch, 2-inch, rather than charging at the 9-inch Deep Strike. In hindsight, I wouldn't have maybe left one unit in Deep Strike to capture that opportune point somewhere, you know. But the others, put them out on the table, get them up in your face early. That would have slowed your advance.
Yeah, and that's where Greg was seeing the advantage when I played versus Salamanders. He had them on turn one, and they could really sort of get in your face quite quickly then.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's because I didn't realize I could deep strike with them, but that's not the point.
The deployment, we were 9 inches from each other. We were right 18. Up on the line. It's 9 inches.
The 9-inch circle. So nine and nine makes 18.
Well, sometimes. You got first turn, you moved six and you advanced.
Yeah,
so
advanced.
You'd move right up 10 inches easily by that
stage. Yeah, I was shooting with 24-inch weapons right away from turn one.
Yeah, and I would have been, I could have deployed 12 inches back, Dilbin, quite easily, and much easier in charge than I was.
Yeah.
Just striking. Well, and I got some of the charges off, but not many. So. Yeah.
Then hit the wrong guy who doesn't let you strike first.
Oh, yeah. And, that, you know, all my troops got forward, but all the ones with that gave the bonuses stood there going, nah, we're just going to hang back here for a while.
They look scary.
I lost the bonuses around, and yeah, look, it was, yeah.
It was all right. I don't play an assault army, clearly, because it's the Death Guard, but I actually like the rule of the coming in turn two. So when I see the deep strike rule, I'd see it as it's a reinforcement, not your core force.
I agree.
You're going, okay, that's where I need to be to turn the game around, or they need support over here. I'm bringing in my hardcore mofos right there.
I see the deep strike as a first strike thing. The first thing you know that you're being under attack is the great eye Terminator is appearing in your lines. You know, you're going to be perched.
Hello.
That's all there is to it. Yeah, so that's how I saw it in this edition. It wasn't in previous editions, but I thought, yes, deep strike finally is what it means.
Yeah, because it was your advanced attack party.
Yeah, they get in and cause mayhem, and then all the ground forces come in and clean up. That's how I saw it. You know, it was the Rangers lead the way type stuff. You know, they get in first, and the grunts follow up tanks later on. Well, but, you know, look, it is what it is. I'm happy to play it. You know, they're the rules. That's fine. I'll do it. But I'm going to change how I do things and change.
I think that's the key part, isn't it? You just got to work out. Like all the people, like a lot of people talk about the tournaments. We don't play tournaments. We don't see the same list over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now with this rule, they have to shake that up. look, there was one rule that I didn't particularly like in the FAQ is the rule of three. I want more blood drones.
that's a tournament rule, though. I can't.
Oh, I don't mind it. I think it's good. I think if you've got... imagine me having six blood drones and basically one Poxwalker group just to make up the numbers.
I must admit, this is the first time the blood drones have actually bothered me.
Well, it's the first time you've had three of them against you, so...
Yeah, I know, but, you know, once the Grey Knights come on and they're...
Well, they're against demons, so that will help.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely make sure they blow up.
And I've just realised if I bring a captain along, my smite goes back up to 24 inches because it doubles the range. So I might see a captain on the field soon.
I might have to get some mephitic drones then and shoot you from distance.
Yep. And we'll get the lawnmower on. I like the lawnmower.
Remember I told you, it does nothing.
All right, it looks cool.
Yeah, remember that does nothing and how much he actually hurts?
Model it with a demon, like a big demon actually pushing it.
Well, I do want to get a Demon Prince, so I think that might be coming. What was it with that? It's only an additional six attacks with that lawnmower. So it becomes nine attacks at strength eight. Lawnmowers are fun.
Yeah.
And then they blow up.
I mean, they weren't that exciting in close combat, your bloat drone.
No. They just probe people.
You have one of those coming up behind one of the guns, and then it goes and does the assault because, you know, it was taking razorbacks and they really do rounds. So, yeah.
Rule of three. Rule of three. Can't do it.
Yeah. No.
We had, Rob and I had one incident of that runes one. If you can't get within 1 inch. Because they can't physically get there.
I hate that rule. So I can't get a Grey Knight's Dread Knight to assault people in a building. That's just ridiculous.
Oh,
It's got the sword wider than most buildings, but it can't poke through the window.
You just have to settle for smiting them and shooting.
Well, that's why I keep the wall with a big inferno cannon now, because they're 12 inches.
That will do it. That will do it. It's hard to say no to that.
The only 12-inch flamer in the whole game, I think.
Stupid.
12-inch flamer. Wow.
Yeah, all the others are 8.
Mine are 9, but they're good plate spitters, spewers stuff.
Yeah, the automatic hit weapon.
Yep. It's good.
But,
I like them.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that a hive tyrant with wings can't land on a building and attack.
Because he's a monstrous creature.
Monstrous creature.
Mm.
It'd be flying, whacking people from
above. But it can go in ruins, can't it?
It can go in ruins, but it can't go in a building.
Yeah.
That's my understanding, anyway.
Of course not. Can't get through, fit through the doorway. Come on.
If they're standing on the roof.
No, can't get through the doorway.
No.
Why can't he stand on the roof? Because it's too heavy.
He'd rip the door off.
And he'd stick his head through. Hello.
Hello.
Here's Johnny.
Got a cup of tea.
Can I borrow a cup of sugar, please?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Showing age there, no?
Yeah.
So, the new FAQ and stuff from new codexes, has it changed your lists? Oh, no. Obviously, Anthony, you've discussed it next and how excited you are.
Well, I've had two for the Grey Knights. The other two lists will be fine.
Yeah.
And I haven't. I haven't played them at all, actually. I just really like the models, so I haven't decided for them yet.
Yeah. What about Codex Deathwatch just came out, right? Mm. It's got 3 pages of stratagems. I think it worked out to be like 27 different stratagems.
Mm.
Now, Death Guard was one of the earliest books that came out. I think we have 16.
I've got 22, I think.
And Marines is even less.
Yeah. It seems to me that every new book coming out seems to have a lot of stratagems. Necrons, actually, you would be the most recent one.
I'm just opening my book up now to have a look at it.
Yeah, I'm just making sure my math is good.
Math. Don't talk to me about math.
See, the other thing I've noticed...
14. So, Death Guard have 14 stratagems.
Blood Age was the 25.
So, the other thing I've noticed is that there's been a lot of power creep. They're very much skewing toward the newer released stuff, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
It might be a topic for another time, but...
Power creep.
I think this has happened with every edition, though.
Whenever
the first armies out are always the Space Marine. And they start off and they're really good because they're beating everyone else from the previous editions.
Yeah.
And then the other codex is slow to come out, and the Marines are freaking.
And for the record, I've got 27 stratagems, but a lot of them I don't use because they're based on dynasties. So if I don't have the right dynasty, I can't play with that stratagem.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't have a problem with that.
Tyranids have got lots, but they're based on that.
Hivelords as well. So with the Death Guard, they're not. Clearly, obviously, because it is that Death World, so to speak. Yeah,
whereas, like, the Marines don't seem to have many, and of the not many they get, it's very chapter-specific, so, you know, you wind up playing a game and there's 5 you've got, and half of them don't
apply. How good was that Salamander chapter? Oh, I get to reroll pretty much everything. That was exciting.
It certainly made its mark on the battlefield.
Yeah, reroll one hit and reroll one wound for every unit.
It sort of gives them a bit of a unique flavour because...
Well, they used to have Mastercrafted weapons, so they sort of got that anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good.
Because with the Ultras, I add one to the leadership and can fall back and shoot. So they sort of play differently.
Yeah.
So like I could afford to be really shooty in my army and just, you know, wail on you.
Yeah. Well, my Salamanders aren't the most balanced force with one tank.
I don't even have a tank.
Yeah, well, you've got flying thing.
Yeah, they're all friggin' flyers nowadays.
Did you see the Necron construct that Forge World's looking at? It looks pretty funny.
I don't touch Forge World.
No, that's the disappointing part.
I can't afford a third mortgage.
One thing the FAQ has made me rethink my lifestyle is the can't mix and match the no soups.
See, I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with the soup in, so you don't have, I got the White Scarred Bikers with the Blood Angels or something and this, to get the best of the best. But what I was building was an Inquisition force to have basically a Death Watch, because I had that, you know, a handful of this and a handful of that. And now I need them to be two separate detachments, but the Inquisition as a detachment by itself is pretty ordinary.
Yeah, they don't have much, do they?
No.
Well, not the Index. I think... Well, hopefully they'll
come. I'm hoping. I think... Yeah, I'm hoping.
I do wonder if it'd be like the last Codex, which was...
Imperial Agents.
Imperial Agents Codex. And in that, it allowed you to take, like, Death Watchers, part of the force or something like that. There was a special word that
Because basically... that's the Inquisition. They sort of go, all right, I need you, you'll come with me.
Yeah.
And they pull the force off to calm down.
I just hope they do. The last few Inquisition codexes have been pretty ordinary and the Index is just horrible.
What I like about the Acolytes is there should be character about the Acolytes, not just you can swap his las pistol for a stubber. That's great.
I guess a lot of that comes down to imagination, though.
Imagination.
Yeah. I love tinkering with a little Inquisition force and just adding bits and pieces to it.
Yeah, it's an Inquisition, and he's got a sniper as a, you know, one of his guys, an enforcer of someone else, and that's what it should be.
My understanding of how it's supposed to be. Taking this dickhead over there because he's apparently really cool, and this guy's got this psychic potential coming out of his ears.
He knows the area, so you're employed under my services.
I mean, it does have it a bit in the Index because it's got the weaponsmith. He can boost up weapons, and you can have an acolyte as a single. It's only one per. You can have one per unit. So
you can have preacher still.
Preacher. But you know, they used to have the interrogators and
the Arbites. Sure, the Arbites were in there. How good are those models?
Those non-GW ones.
Yeah. Oh, God, they look beautiful. I'm excited about, not Lost Patrol, what's that? The new one, the Rogue Trader coming out?
Rogue Trader. Some of those figures in that look unreal.
Yeah, I'm hoping they might have an Arbite option in there.
Yeah.
Because they had a dog. There was a dog there.
There was a couple of dogs, there was. Yeah.
All right, so... Preach to the uninitiated, what is this Rogue Trader or whatever it is?
So Rogue Trader was originally a RPG sort of thing, and it's what spawned 40K in the beginning. So as soon as you mention the words Rogue Trader, a lot of us old guys have our rose-tinted glasses on. Yes. It hits that nostalgia button with a pretty big sledge.
Yeah.
I used to have the Rogue Trader book and I got nicked in year 12.
It looks fantastic. It looks
awesome.
It's a skirmish, but it's like Necromunda, I'm assuming, but it'll be more in line with the 40K rules. Oh, it's got new rules, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you'll build a warband of some sort. I'm sort of wrapping this up because we're just running out of time. Well, that was all.
Stop talking so much.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy talk. It does look great. And I'm looking forward to it.
I just must say, the figures coming out of GW now are just phenomenal. Yes. They really are.
Yes. Yeah, the sculpts are so much better than they were.
And I think you have to mention the sister that was previewed on the weekend. But
Warhammer Fest.
That's insanely detailed. It's just it looks amazing. And I just do wonder if that's going to be the ever-increasing standard of these figures.
The sisters have the same tag as the Inquisition, the same keyword as the Inquisition. So I can see that would be a nice little... the Inquisition sisters might come out at the same time, which means we have to wait till next year.
That'd be good.
And we've still got the Sisters of Silence. Where are they at?
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. Interesting. So we've changed our lifestyles.
We have.
Yeah, some of us more extreme than others. These tights are beautiful.
Just spending more money, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, operations trying aren't to... cheap. Sorry, what?
Trying to keep up with all the changes.
Look, yeah. It's exciting. I'm really enjoying the game at the moment. And I'm not just saying that because I've had 4 wins in a row after having 3
you
losses in a row.
You've played 4,000 games, yeah.
Look, I'm enjoying it more than I did in the 7th, but yeah. I do miss the randomness of the
7th. Yeah, the templates as well. Like the Lehman Ross templates, yeah.
That time you mortared your own troops in the building, that was just great.
I feel like some of that randomness and some of the tactics... could stand to come back a bit.
Yeah.
Because I did like the, that if you're behind, you got a bonus to your attack for tanks and stuff and other things like that.
Oh, yeah, hitting
like
in the rear, yep.
And I felt that added a lot to the game, even though you wound up with those arguments going, well, he's technically shooting at the side or,
that. It's a simpler game. The game does run smoother.
I dislike the Overwatch rules and
The fact that if you're out of range you can't shoot.
That's part of it. I think that's dumb because even if you're in,
because you're not, you're
running through the flame anyway.
I think they've done, as I was talking to you before, I think they've done that because they don't want, because the flame is automatic hits. Automatic hits is not healthy.
I dislike everything being able to Overwatch. I think that.
Oh, even tanks.
Yeah, look, a basilisk shooting its cannon in Overwatch. It just doesn't make sense. It's not a weapon that can be fired, and I think they need to have primary and defensive weapons. Defensive weapons are what you have is for the assaults. They're the things charging at you. So you've got your heavy bolters and storm bolters. They can shoot in Overwatch, but
use as an example, sorry?
The basilisk
can't because it's got a minimum range.
It doesn't anymore, does it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't think it does. I don't think anything has a minimum range anymore. Well, you know better than me. I've got that codex, but everything else I know of. I mean, even a Lehman Russ, and I'll get that as an example. It's a big, heavy tyrant. It's not to be swinging around going, oh, Craig, we're being charged. We're cranking around, it ruins the storyline of the game. Yeah. But it's got heavy bolters and storm bolters, they're the things that should be shooting for Overwatch.
Yeah. Anyway.
And plus,
we do need to wrap up. Sorry. Someone's calling me too. I know. Save it. So our next meeting, May Mayhem, this Sunday, down at Jolt Games.
There.
See you there, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis.
That's the last official game round for the end of the month. If anyone's in around and you're near Jolt,
come and watch some sad guys playing a game.
Leave us alone. Alright, so we'll sign off. Don't forget to check us out at our Facebook page, which is at RLG40K. It's original, I know. We also have a YouTube channel, and guess what? It's also called at RLG40K. We do have a battle report we need to put up. That was where the Blood Angels fell to the Poxwalkers.
I tried to delete that one, but you wouldn't let me.
And if you want to keep up with, I've also got Instagram at RedBellyBlack, and you can see some of the art, painting and stuff I do there. These guys will eventually work out how to do social media, and I'm sure they will join us at some point.
What's the technology again? Isn't that my rocks fire? Or?
I got friends on Instagram I don't want knowing that I'm a nerd.
or as I call it, InstaSnap FaceTube.
We've got RLG 40K. I put all my art there.
Yeah,
got to put it in the public one.
Hey, I'm the one lecturing you guys about that, usually.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So it's very active, the Facebook page, as you've just heard.
Lots of bitching and moaning.
So catch us there. Thanks for joining us, all the viewers who did jump on. You're allowed to comment, so you can tell us that we're idiots. We already know it, but you can tell us anyway. And
external confirmation is good.
So it is good night from me.
Good night from everyone else.
Yes.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.